This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. I'm Kim Ransom, a three-time gym owner and business professional in the gymnastics and Olympic weightlifting industries. I have a heart for the small guys, and the material I teach all supports the work we do in Total Gym Reset, a six-month gym owner learning experience. This podcast exists to talk about important topics relevant to gym owners, shed light on topics that will make you feel seen, and give you some much-needed mojo to go live out your version of success on your own gym owner journey. So I hope you'll join me for these quick 10-minute or less episodes where I share lessons learned, ask the tough questions, and provide a little inspiration for your work in the gym. All right, so we are here just chit-chatting today. I have my snazzy pink headphones on for those of you that can't see me. It looks ridiculous, but this is actually how we podcast when we do the gym fix. And Sarah looks like a rock star, and I always look like a crazy person with these headphones on, but they work really well. So we are here today talking with Becky Price from Elite Technique Gymnastics. Welcome, Becky. Thanks so much for stepping outside your comfort zone.
Thanks for having me, Kim.
Yeah. So I've totally enjoyed working with you since, September, I think?
Yes.
Yeah. You jumped in TGR when it was extra inconvenient in the middle of the pandemic.
I did, but it's been such an awesome experience. I love the group. I love everything that we've worked on and you've taught me and you've pushed me to do outside comfort zones. So I appreciate that. It's been great.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to have you on today because I thought it would be fun for you to, number one, to push yourself into a lane of media that you typically don't utilize, which is Facebook Living and putting yourself out there. But also I wanted to get your perspective as someone who has spent a little time this year being coached, because I know that was new for you. But before we get started, tell everybody out there a little bit about your gym, where you are, what you do, and all the fun things.
Sure. Well, we are in Tampa, Florida, so it's starting to heat up down here already. I am a micro gym, so we have about maybe 1,500 square feet in between both of our rooms, and we run gymnastics classes and tumbling classes and private lessons and pod classes for ages 3 all the way to 18. So we have a lot of efficiency an organization that needs to happen in order to make the program run. We serve right now about 130 families, and those families, we have multiple children, which is awesome. We have grown. I've been doing this since June 2013, so I'm coming up on 8 years of being in ownership of Elite Technique Gymnastics. We did start out as a mobile tumbling program, and I would go to people's houses. So for those of you mobile programs out there, I'm still doing it. When COVID, pre-COVID, we were still doing after-school enrichments at schools. So we started at houses, then we went to schools with our program, loading all the equipment up, unloading it, teaching the class, loading it back up. And we found that our private lessons and our after-school enrichment classes wanted more. So we found some space in a facility and we've set up shop there. And we use our preschool program lesson plan the same. So we use all the same equipment and adjust it very quickly in between preschool classes and then through our recreational classes. So again, it's about efficiency, repurposing, and having a lot of fun. So, and we're rec only too, so no competitive.
Beautiful. Now, tell me about your pod classes really quick before we move on, because I know a lot of people have questions about how you run that.
Sure. So my pod classes are, it's supposed to be for people who are trying to avoid high exposure or exposure to others for COVID, or if somebody in the family is highly susceptible, then we have that family or a small group of families that are doing life together, if you will. They're 45 minutes long. We'll take up to 5 kids in the class, and it's a gymnastics class. So specific, it's not a private lesson. It's still a premium price, but it's not, it's the lesson plans that you would get in a gymnastics class with us done in 45 minutes with those people. I provide a certain time that's available and we coordinate that. So we actually have had one, and I have three pods that have been with me since September. So they're still going. So I'm almost getting through that school year, and I've had a huge increase in requests for it too. They're people that are still comfortable just being within their families and friends. So that's how we run it.
Yeah, good. Thanks for that. I always get questions about how people run pod classes, and I know we're all doing it a little bit differently from state to state and region. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
great to hear. Okay, cool. So think about last year at this time, last April. Take us back to Becky 2020, April 2020. What was last year like for you? And what were you thinking last April this time?
Last April, I was wondering, we were shut down. So we shut down about March 13th or 14th. And just like everybody else, so not much different. And I was running virtual classes online. There was some success with it, and there was not some success with it. So it was pretty much not hustling, but trying to provide something for our families and stay connected with them, for them and for me, just for everybody to kind of connect and be together and for some consistency for our families in a time that was just, for everybody, crazy and not really knowing what was going on. Hopeful that we would open again, but not sure if we would because it was so fresh and new. So we shut down. I went into pivoting, if you will.
Word.
The pivot, yes. I pivoted. I don't know how well I pivoted, but that's okay. I did. And then prepping for summer. Honestly, summer camps. So trying to pivot with virtual classes, Zoom classes, and trying to figure out what will we do for the summer and what does that look like? So that was kind of where we are, and just hunkering down with my family and helping them get through school, my kids, and, you know, just doing what everybody else was doing.
And doing it.
Trying to survive. Just doing it. Doing the best we could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What was it about last summer or that period that made you reach out and think, okay, I need help. Enough is enough.
Yes. Well, that's great. That's a great question. That for me is easy. That's an easy one. I had actually been following and reached out to Kim, I think it was in January, to say, listen, I need and I want to take my business to, so cliche, to the next level for me. What does that look like for me? And I need some guidance and some help because my mental capacity was shot. And I think I knew what we should do, but asking somebody who's been there, done that before, and could provide support, which is what I needed, business-wise and coaching, really, for what I thought is a unique need, and finding out it's not super unique. Everybody's story is different, but it's very common. It's your common themes. Staffing is what it's turned out to be, among some other things. So it was a point where I wouldn't say I had a breather during pandemic. It was more of a breakdown and going, we're done. That's it. I need to move forward with this and to keep moving forward. Really, this is what I need. So, yeah.
Well, so you mentioned a few things in there. number one, I remember, it's not a nice saying and it doesn't sound great. Nobody likes to hear it. But I used to have this painting in front of my desk that says, "You are not special."
You were pretty clear on that too. So let me just say, you did not mince words. You were firm, I guess, yes, is how mothers would say it, lovingly firm. I don't know if there's a lot of love in there, but there was firmness. Oh my gosh, that was that was really good. So I appreciate it. And I would appreciate hearing something rather than not hearing. I don't want to be placated. I want to know exactly what somebody's thinking. And that way I need to, I'm a thinker, so I need to hear it. I need to sit on it and then come back and go, okay, I hear what you're saying, or how can I use this for me? So yes, I was not special. I was not unique.
I really hate that sentence, but it's true, but in a very comforting way. I mean, for it to be, mm-hmm. I try to use that as a comforting tool. It just doesn't sound very comforting on first glance. But comfort is, the comfort in "you are not special" is that while we feel like our problems are really specific to us, I think in our head, we internalize that as, this is not solvable because I am alone and I am the only person that exists with this specific context of this problem. And mm-hmm. that might be true. I mean, nobody else has the exact variables that you have, maybe, but what is not true is that you are alone. And that's, I think, the beauty of the whole year for me in Total Gym Reset, you know, and outside of it, even in places like a Facebook group, something as simple as a Facebook group, you know that you're all dealing with the same elements of the community and you're all dealing with like the same sticky points, maybe in different ways, maybe in different times. But I mean, let's face it, gymnastics is a pretty niche business. You know, not everybody in the world can really relate to being an entrepreneur or a small business owner, let alone working in gymnastics. So when we can come together, I think, and help each other troubleshoot and be accountable for the same things, it might seem very lonely at first, but the cool thing about this year has been, on a small scale and a big scale, I think we've all found each other in a way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We've all found a little solace and support in different ways. But anyhow, I want to talk about the mental capacity. I remember, I was just thinking of this today, of last year at this time, the amount of gym owners that I talked to, we all had the same conversation. I was having these individual conversations with everybody. It involved crying or having a breakdown or ranting or all of the nasty things that you know, some people have looked back and said, "Oh my gosh, I remember that first conversation with you," and I cringe now. But we were all doing the same thing. Everybody was doing the same thing on these individual calls with me. We were all in the same boat. But I look back on Becky from last year in the first call or the time or two that we spoke, you are at an entirely different place mentally in a lot of different ways. I think it's really cool. And I know I've already told you that before, but
thank you. A lot of growth. It's freeing. So, and your podcasts that I listened to all three in a row yesterday, by the way, one of the biggest things for me, the difference was when we first started, was the overwhelm in my life, not just gym and personal. And one thing that makes a big difference going into coaching is you need to be in the right place mentally. And that I want to say, it kind of sounds cliche, but if I were to look back, I know why I reacted the way I did, and it's overwhelm. Just everything when, just like kids, like we've talked about, when you're overwhelmed, you react, we don't react the best. We should be reacting better, but I wasn't ready to hear everything and let it soak in the way that I can now. And again, part of that is, you know, personally where you're at in your life and where the stress of, are you going to send your kids to school? Are you not going to send your kids to school? One of my kids had some health issues, and that was very serious health issues that we weren't sure was going to happen. And reopening a gym, are the staff going to, is somebody going to get COVID? What do we do if we get COVID? And all those protocols, where our group was great to bounce those things off of. Okay, well, what are you doing? How are you doing it? And kind of getting these things together. And as some of those things eased up or were more manageable, the mental capacity opened up. And I don't want to say healing, but more space to breathe and really go, okay, we can handle this. You just need to, take a breath. And I remember Kim, oh gosh, at least two of our phone calls, you're like, Becky, breathe. Breathe, Becky. And I was like, I don't want to breathe. This isn't breathing. I don't have time to breathe. I have like 80 million things and I have like 2 seconds to do this. So it, if we were to go back, and my face is blushing because it is just like, blah, 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 and you going, okay, just take a breath. With the whole group. I was doing it with the whole group. So talk about being vulnerable. That is when I get anxious, I talk fast and my brain dump happens, and that brain dump needs to happen differently. So, but thank you for everybody in the group for being patient with me and my crazy, my hot mess express. We all have it, but thanks for being patient and letting us all work together. So, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's such a good group.
It's a great group. Yeah. And you listening to all of us, that's it's like therapy. You need a therapist to make it through therapizing us.
I do need a therapist, but not directly relating at the teacher.
Yes.
So if looking back on it, so what kind of person do you think would be a great candidate? And you, from your perspective, having gone through some of it now, what kind of person do you think would be a good candidate to have a business coach or a gym coach, whatever we call it,
support. Support. Really, coach is a great way to put it, but it's support, being able to bounce ideas off of. You have to be ready. Don't spend the money, because you're not investing it. You're just spending it. And to really make something happen, you have to be there, whether you're overwhelmed or not, and knowing it's okay if you're not moving as fast as somebody else in the group, or your situation is unique to you, and that's good. There are commonalities. Is that the right word? Commonalities between all of us, which is wonderful. But it's okay to be you and what you're doing. And you will get there. It's perseverance. You gotta be open to doing mental growth.
Yes.
If you're not open to, and maybe you don't know you're open to it until you get there. And there are a lot of things that I saw in light bulbs along the way when my mental capacity started opening up, becoming more available. And that was the key and why I signed with Kim. And I'm glad that I still moved forward, even though I was overwhelmed and in that situation, because being overwhelmed, knowing I needed support and help, Kim, you were still there and able to help me do what I needed to do. And continue to encourage and also challenge. And I work differently than somebody else, and that's okay. And that mental growth it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Mindset work takes time. And that's the beautiful thing. And how, you know, I kind of relate it to our gymnastics program, that every child is different. Our drill and skill isn't going to work the same. And we don't put kids in a box. We don't want to do that, because some child's success is going to look different than another child's success. So challenge myself to actually own that. And it's okay when you are a type A high achiever, wanting to get it right the first time and put checks in boxes. And that's my forte, is like, just tell me what I need to do and I'll put the check in the box. And you can, but but there's stuff that has to happen on my end in order to make that happen. So knowing that, that you can come into this, but to get the most out of it is you growing and being okay with that. So that person. Yeah. So
I couldn't have said it better. And from my perspective, I will say that last year at this time, when I was creating what I thought TGR would look like over the course of the year with the folks that we had involved, I definitely started from a place of assuming we were all starting from the same sort of mindset. And it took me, maybe a good 4 months or so to really piece together the dots and understand that what we really needed to do was back up a little bit and tackle money mindset and some of the core beliefs that I assumed we all had, and we didn't. And so I will be the first to admit that, you know, I had to slow down a little bit, excuse me, and sort of revamp and redesign what it was that I wanted to do throughout the year and how I wanted to present material to you guys, to you gym owners, because what I had planned at the beginning of last year really did not meet the needs or match what the participants were telling me that they really needed, which was a whole lot of conceptual work and mindset work and really talking about why we do what we do and what do we really believe about business and what does that mean for us. And I think in a lot of roundabout ways, we kind of dissected that over the course of the year, and that's where people saw the most growth. So do I have a whole membership site full of things like concepts and pricing things and all the bells and whistles that people think that they're looking for and think that they need and all the buzzwords? But in reality, when you get down to it, it can be very overwhelming to learn systems if you don't understand what mm-hmm. you believe about your own business or what you're okay with and what you're not. We all operate very different. And so when you're buying a coaching program or you're buying a course that is promising to give you systems, that's fantastic. But we're not robots and we all implement differently and we all have different variables to work with. We all have different overhead. We're all in different states, regions, markets. We all have different clientele. It really is true that what works for one person, if it's a fantastic system for that person, really may not be the best fit for the gym in the neighboring state, you know? So you're absolutely right that it does take a person to be at a very open mental space, mentally available, as you call it. That's a really good description, because there's a lot of internal work to do, I think.
Yes.
As a gym owner. And
yeah. I think so. And sure. I think it is a journey, and I've come so far, and it's great. And I feel good. I feel good where we are. And I know that there's still more to go. One of the key things I'll say personally too, is for you to help me, I needed goals. And the biggest struggle, I was just sharing with my husband, Kim is there to help us, but we need goals. We have to give her a goal. What good is it? I mean, she's here to coach us and help us, and she can't help us reach a goal if we don't have that. And our struggle is more of a I don't say necessarily a personal one, but being a military family, and I think some people can relate, when you retire and you are just used to being told where you're going and not knowing how long you're going to be there, it's for our business, it was, okay, we're just going to keep going as long as we can. We're just going to see how long we can take this, how far we can take it. And that was the goal. That was like, let's just keep going. Now, because we are fairly settled for a short bit, now that goal changes. So pivoting, flexibility, fluidity, the options I feel like are endless. And that can be overwhelming. When you for 20 years are used to being, you don't know what's going to happen. So that is that's been a mental growth for us, or a struggle, uncomfortable, So getting being uncomfortable to try and figure out what is it that you want to do? What is the goal? Because if you don't have a goal for what you're doing, and maybe you think with that goal, you may have a goal in mind, but being, open to the goal changing through going through, TGR and realizing it's not this goal, it's actually this, and it will lead to this goal. So I think hopefully that's encouraging to some folks that if you don't have a goal, that's okay. I'm still working on mine, but I have short-term ones. So it's not, get there.
Yeah. You have a long-term, then you have some benchmarks. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we'll get there. And it's okay not to, and not stress and have that pressure on yourself. Absolutely. Give yourself a break. Like, give yourself some grace. That's hard. And you want that for your staff. You want your families too. So it needs to start with you so that you can be okay. And that way you can better lead your staff and be better for your family, whether it's your kids or your husband, immediate and other families too. So.
Agree. Yeah. Agree. So I'm going to ask you one more question.
Sure.
I'm going to let you answer and then I'm going to answer.
Okay.
Okay. If you had to give somebody one piece of advice to get the most out of their coaching sessions, what would that be?
One, can it be like one and then sub?
Yes.
Okay, good. Can I have sub ones? Okay. I think to come with an open mind. Secondly, organized with questions that you have ahead of time so you can be as efficient as possible and get the most out of your time. And relax, have fun. It's not all business. It's fun. I've made friends and that's important because you have to breathe, as Kim says, breathe, Becky. That's my answer.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So mine aligns with yours a little bit. So I've two big ones.
Okay.
So first, I think it's important for everybody to be on the same page when you come into a coaching session. Hang on here. Mariah, you're going to need to edit that out. So first, when you hop into a coaching session with anybody, whether it's me or really anyone, and you can use this advice when you're actually coaching in your own gym with your own staff. When you hop into a session, I think you need to understand if you need that day to be for comfort or for solutions. Because there are times when it's more valuable for the participant to have a safe space to vent or to process through a situation that has happened that maybe they haven't had anyone to talk to about. But in that moment, you're not always looking for solutions. Sometimes you're not ready to hear it or you're not mm-hmm. ready to receive feedback on something. But other times you leave a session feeling like you just wasted your time if you didn't leave with a plan or have a roadmap mapped out. But it's entirely possible to go through one situation and have two different expectations of what you would like when you leave that coaching call. So I would suggest that when you hop into a session with someone, you do a check-in with yourself first and you're prepared to say, look, I just went through this. Can we have a little bit of comfort first? And then if we get around to it, solutions at the end. Or look, this happened. I'm okay with it. I'm at peace with it. But can we brainstorm how to solve this? They're two very different conversations. So that's my first piece of advice. And then my second.
Love it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. And that sets the tone. And nobody feels disappointed leaving. I love it. Absolutely.
Both are valuable. And even when you think about talking to a spouse or a best friend even, what are we looking for today? Maybe that's not something we say out loud all the time, but maybe
sometimes it's helpful. You never know.
Read the room a little bit,
Yep.
But I do think it's worth a check-in, and that way everyone's on the same page, and you both end the call feeling like you accomplished something for the day, whatever that was supposed to be. Second thing, I totally agree with what you said about coming into the conversation with questions, because it's a very, it can be an unproductive hour or half hour or whatever when you weren't prepared as the coachee. It's easy if you just kind of keep a running tally sheet. You know, I have people that come into calls and bring me a whole list of things that they had written down throughout the week that they wanted to make sure that they didn't forget to ask me. Other times it's just one large issue that we want to kind of dissect and talk through and brainstorm about. But I do think it's important to be prepared to come into the call with something that you need to troubleshoot for you. Something that maybe you couldn't bring to a group call or was too big for an email or text. But it is important. I am here for you when I am coaching somebody, but it is important that you understand that you need to be a little prepared on your end too, to bring me your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that list is important, or the one thing that you want to talk about, and then being clear at the very beginning is like all encompassing. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Super helpful for everybody. To want everybody to leave feeling good. Or if you're not, you know that going in, you're like, I just vented. Now I'll email you about my other question. I'll text you later the other part.
Yeah. And that's fine too.
Yeah. Fine. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. I don't want to take up your whole day. But Becky, if you had to leave some parting words of advice for gym owners who might feel like they're struggling, a little alone, confused, not quite sure what they need, if they need instruction or coaching or nothing, how do you think they should make that decision?
They need to look at where they are, see if they are ready to learn. And that may just be learning about themselves or learning about how to make their business different, to be able to pivot and be fluid, and absolutely contacting you to tell them their situation and making sure it's a good fit. So I would say talk to that person that you are interested, if you're interested in purchasing something. The great thing about this, it wasn't just a membership site with information. It is personal coaching as well, which is what not sold me, but what was important to me, that I knew I could get help that I needed for just me, and I could get bounce ideas off of a community, and also have materials, which is where I was, of mental capacity. I'm like, okay, I don't have to redo this. All I have to do is tweak it. And so it put all the checks in my boxes of what I needed. So look at what it is. If you need to think on it, I contacted Kim in January, but I didn't join till August. I kind of watched. I joined a live. I checked it out. I was invited to jump on some calls to see if it was something that would be a good fit for me. And I highly recommend doing that, almost like not a trial class, because trial class, as we know, just going to trial class, it gives you no help. But you're able to kind of sample and see, what is this, get an idea of what does this look like. So, and also really just contacting that coach of whomever you're going to be chatting with.
Absolutely.
And see if you connect. You need to be able to connect too. That is really important. If you're not feeling it, if you're not vibing, just like if you're have somebody coming in for a private lesson and you're like, I'm going to recommend maybe this isn't the best course of action. I think that this would be a better course. So,
totally. And I want to be super clear too, that the reason that I do an application and then I have a follow-up physical Zoom call is because I want to be really clear that I know what I am and I know what I'm not. And so I want to be sure that people coming into TGR understand what they are and are not going to receive from my services. And it's not personal, but we all have our customers, right? We all know who's going to be best served in our gym or within our organization. And if we talk and we figure out that, you know what, hey, you actually probably would benefit more from X, Y, and Z, and I know someone. I'm going to give you a referral. I'm going to make sure that you end up in the best place possible. It's not because I don't like you. It's because I do like you. And it's
right.
I respect a community, and I want to make sure that I am very real about the scope of what I can provide and what I cannot provide. And so that's why we do those calls. So if I have a call with you and we decide at the end, you know what, we're going to think on it. Let me do some digging and figure out who my resources are that might be able to help you a little bit better. Then that's what I'm going to do, because that's the way that I can best serve you, whether I work with you or not. So I want to be super clear that this is not, I wanted to do the chat with Becky today so people could get a kind of a real life view of what this is like. And it seems like less of a sales pitch, because the honest to God truth of the matter is that we can't handle new people in TGR on rolling registration. It doesn't work. So we only open it up once or twice a year. And so this is our window when we're taking applications for TGR 2.0. And so this is why I'm extra, extra visible and available to everybody, because this is the only time that we can really have people start. So if you're interested after listening to the live today, I would absolutely encourage you to reach out. If you have filled out an application and you've not had your call with me, there are some people that I still need to follow up with. Please again, reach out and schedule your time, because if somebody can benefit from a program like TGR 2.0, then I want to give everybody the opportunity to do that. And I want to express how grateful I am, Becky, to you for allowing me, really, for allowing me to spend my time on this year, because that's why we charge money, right? That's why you charge money in your gym, because that's what you want to do with your career and your life. And it's the same for me. And this is how I want to spend my time. This is where I know that I can add value to people. And I think it's really cool that you all trust me enough to let me do that and pay me money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a win-win
for everybody, right? So
yeah, it does.
It does. So follow up. I know that Becky is super friendly and friends. So yeah. Follow up, reach out to me or Becky. She is in our Maximizing Profit for Small Gyms Facebook group. Mm-hmm. I'll tag her in this.
Yes, please do. Feel free to reach out. Happy to talk.
So, all right, guys, I'm going to sign off here, but thank you so much again. I know this was really outside of your wheelhouse.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim, for having me on. It was a pleasure.
Awesome.
Awesome.